From the very earliest of days, children love to explore everything, pulling things out, holding them in their hands, even putting them in their mouths, that everything stays a little damp during those earliest years. It's why we have to teach children how to look with their eyes, that right before you walk into that store with all the breakables within reach, you have to say, remember, look with your eyes, not with your hands. I'm so thankful for that person who invented pockets for those days. But when the people of God were stranded in exile, they turned to God for help. And the prophet Isaiah assured them, God is with us, saying, I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. That God did not stand at a distance, only looking at the people with God's eyes. That God reached down and took the people by the hand. And then the prophet called the people servants of God. That they were called to reach out to others as well with a tender strength and a hope-filled compassion. That they were called to reach out to others as God had reached out to them. That with our hands, we prepare food for our loved ones. We tend to our daily tasks. That we reach out and shake hands with one another. And if we look at our hands closely, we feel calluses where we have worked and labored. We discover scars from past efforts and hard days. That we notice wrinkles from all of those years of caring for others. That if we only look with our eyes and we stand at a distance, it's easy to lose sight of all of those things. And perhaps that is why John the Baptist hesitated when Jesus turned to him and said, John, you are to baptize me. That John would rather just stand at a distance. He said, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? But Jesus assured him, this is important. So John reached out his hands and plunged Jesus into those waters. That it was the hands of service. It's like when that woman who had suffered for so many years pushed her way through the crowd in order to see Jesus, to lay her eyes on him. But then she reached out and touched the fringe of Jesus's clothes, and she was healed. That when we reach out to others, something holy happens. That when Jesus emerged from those waters, dripping wet, there was a voice who said, this is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. And then descending on him was the Spirit of God like a dove. A holy moment indeed. But as Debbie Blue points out, there is no difference between a dove and a pigeon. It is the same bird, that the word pigeon comes from the French root word, while the word dove comes from the English root word. But they are the same, which makes the story sound rather interesting. The Spirit of God descended upon Jesus like a pigeon. It sounds odd that we imagine a dove, white and pure, fitting for a holy moment. But if we look with more than just our eyes, and we don't stand at a distance, we find what is holy elsewhere. That like a pigeon, found on street corners and in alleyways, in public parks and downtown streets, we find the Spirit of God elsewhere. That through the hands of service, we find the Spirit of God everywhere. It's like holding the hand of a loved one who is under hospice care. Or it's digging a hole in our neighbor's yard, helping them plant flowers. It's changing a diaper in the nursery of the church. It's teaching a friend how to knit a blanket for a cancer patient. It's dressing the wounds of a loved one while they rest and recover. It is raising our hands with a burning question in Sunday school. It is hugging a friend after a hard day. It is clapping our hands, celebrating a milestone in a young person's life. It is pulling someone up after they have been pushed down, and we are unable to do any of those things while standing at a distance. That we discover what is holy through the hands of service. That there is such a long list that we could name of problems that we find throughout this world. Caring for the poor, celebrating our young people, stopping violence, making peace, welcoming the stranger, racial reconciliation, and we can lend our voice to all of those things. But when we do not stand at a distance, something holy happens. When we reach out to create a new friendship, when we reach out to offer our assistance, when we reach out to embrace others, when we reach out to participate in dialogue, that we can reach out and serve others wherever we are, even in the simplest of ways. It is serving as a deacon. It is the study of Sunday school. It is keeping extended session. It's gathering for worship. It's teaching conversational English. It's volunteering at the community market. It's tending to the details of our daily work. It's waiting patiently on a loved one. It's helping a friend to move. It's getting to know someone who is different from us. That we do not have to pry God's hands open to receive God's grace. That all we have to do is to open our hands to somebody else. We normally gather on this Sunday each year to ordain our newly elected deacons. But all of our newly elected deacons this year have been ordained in the past. So we will simply install them as we do all deacons on this day. But perhaps, as the priesthood of the believers, which encompasses all of us, recognizing that we are all called to serve in different ways, that we can reclaim the hands of service. So, like the laying on of hands, if you are comfortable doing so this morning, I invite you now to put a hand on the shoulder of the person next to you as we offer a prayer for one another. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give thanks that you reach out to us, never standing at a distance. May we claim again our calling as your people to serve with grace and to work for justice, paying attention to the needs of this world all around us, and discovering your holy, abiding presence through serving others. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.